Today's ad read is brought to you by Dollar Shave Club. Did your political party have a bad night? Hey, shake it off. You're in America, and half the people literally don't give a shit if they did. You gotta roll into work smelling and looking good. And I'm here to tell you that no matter how you like to get ready, Dollar Shave Club has everything you need to look and smell your best. Want a clean mouth and fresh breath? Dollar Shave Club's peppermint toothpaste is incredibly refreshing and long-lasting. Their hydrating body cleanser smells awesome and makes me feel amazing. I've said it before and I'll say it again. I don't like a stinky ass. Well, I don't have to worry about that anymore because Dollar Shave Club's one-wipe trolleys took care of that for me. Oh, and they have an absorbent amount of amazing shaving products. They are Dollar Shave Club. Hey, guys, get with it and order from Dollar Shave Club. And right now, you can get a Dollar Shave Club starter set for just $5 each. They've got a shower set, toothpaste and toothbrush set, or their famous shave butter and razor. Any one of those sets are just $5, and it's the best way to try out their amazing products. After your starter set, products ship at regular price. Get yours today at dollarshaveclub.com/hard. That's dollarshaveclub.com/hard.
What it is!
This is
the Macho Man Randy Savage!
And this is
Hard Factor! And there is no one that does it better!
Right now, yeah!
Nobody does it better!
I ain't repeating myself, go ahead, tell me something right now!
Yeah, and I'm living in a nightmare.
And I'm not a racist!
And I'm always cheering.
Oh yeah!
Good morning! Welcome to another episode of Hard Factor. It is Wednesday, November 7th, and election results are in. Hopefully you watched our election night power hour that we filmed right before recording this podcast. If not, you can watch the replay from our Twitter feed. Our top stories for the day, we're going to give you a midterm election result recap. We'll cover governor races, Senate races, and House races. And then Mark's going to take a story about Bill Gates using a jar of human shit to prove a point.
That's absolutely disgusting.
Sounds like it. All right, Pat, take it away with the governor races.
All right, it was lightning last night with the midterm elections. And talking about the govs, so there were 36 gubernatorial races on the ballot. I'm going to miss saying gubernatorial. That's my point. 26 Republicans were defending their seats. And at the time of reporting, in your country, you got 19 Democratic governors, 22 Republican governors, and some unreported. Dems gained 4 seats. Republicans lost 4. Let's get to the key states. So the key states, baby. Florida man Ron DeSantis, the Republican, won the honor of ruling the Sunshine State and all of its subjects as he beat out Andrew Gillum, the Democrat. In Georgia, which is a story we covered, you guys remember, where Stacey Abrams, the Dem, she was battling Georgia Secretary of State Brian Kemp, the Republican. It went the way of the grand old party, guys. Media mogul in person, I would least want to see my browser history. Oprah Winfrey went to the Peach State last week to campaign for Abrams in what turned out to be a futile attempt.
Yeah, kind of crazy that Oprah didn't like swing it a little bit. Also not great for Oprah if she wants to run for president.
I know,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, well, like, but it's like we covered, I think, on yesterday's show. I mean, it's pretty good to be the guy who's in charge of the election when you're running in the election.
Right, and that's why I would keep an eye on the results of this race out of any of them, because Kemp's been accused of voter tampering.
And by the way, these results are accurate as of midnight Eastern.
Right. So if you're like, what the fuck? Yeah, midnight Eastern.
Yeah, allegedly. Sorry, guys. It's hard to do a power hour and then a podcast.
And a lot of mine might be flip-flopped.
Yeah, exactly. That's Wes there. All right, look. Republican Mike DeWine beat out Richard Cordray, the governor of Ohio. Cordray, who was a former Jeopardy contestant, is pretty bummed out tonight. What is, I lost the election. Sorry, Richard. Gretchen Whitmer, she claimed the title of governor you would most likely to be trapped on a desert island with.
Nice.
And also the Michigan governorship. She's a Dem, and she beat out Bill Shute, who honestly had no chance. Why? Because Whitmer is hot.
She's a looker?
Yeah. And not just for politics either, guys. She's really hot.
I thought she just could like build a raft or something.
Yeah, plus she's a lawyer and she's rich. Also, her current husband is a doctor. So assuming you'd be cool with me getting a little involved, that's a win for me because I don't have health care.
Her current husband is a guy that has a like a pain in each side of his jaw around his like top teeth from smiling so much.
Just do yourself a favor and just Google Gretchen Whitmer right now. And like, don't bust my balls about this because it's politics. But God, she's a looker. Sorry, Bristol Palin, you're no longer my number one. Gretchen, I know I just did a power hour, but will you come to Thanksgiving? And finally, Congressman Jared Polis, or Police, became the first openly gay person to be elected to governor of America. He won the state of Colorado. So no matter what, yeah, no matter what your political stance in this stance is, this is a big win for America and humanity. So congrats, America. Congrats, Hard Factor. Congrats, humans of our country.
That's awesome for him. It's also awesome for people that have a problem like painting multiple signs for bathrooms, because now they can just do one bathroom sign.
There you go. So this is a mega story. I mean, it's been all over the news today and this morning. And all I can think of is Oregon Democratic Governor Kate Brown, who she identifies as bisexual, but she's getting none of the shine. Sorry, Kate. I've always said you got to pick a lane.
That's like 2014.
Yeah.
Grow up, Kate.
Mm. Yeah.
Nice. But you know Kate's at home like, God damn it.
All right, moving on to the Senate, and I apologize if I got this wrong. I actually drank all my shots, unlike Pat, who spilled half of his.
I called myself soft.
Okay,
and
guys, it's the morning time. People are driving to work. So
so I'm going down to the Senate, and perhaps the biggest race, Beto O'Rourke, who has a very defined neck, lost to Ted Cruz by a pretty good margin. Does Ted Cruz's wife hatch her kids at birth, or does she birth them like a regular human?
She's actually not that bad looking, Ted Cruz's wife. I kind of like her. Yeah. She's an evangelical, though, but yeah.
Anyway, the Republicans maintain the majority. Not a shocker there. Some of their key races we should talk about. In West Virginia, where Trump smashed in 2016 and where he heavily rallied, Joe Manchin, who looks like a guy who gives great advice, still pulled off the victory, beating challenger Patrick Morrissey, who looks like he was once a tadpole.
What's Joe's deal? He's just like an honest looking Republican.
Yeah, no, he's actually Democrat.
But he's just great.
He just can't keep a secret.
He's got an uncle kind of vibe to him.
Yeah, he's got a like sage advice kind of guy. Like, okay. Sit you down, drink some scotch, and listen to him. Other projected close races in North Dakota: Democrat and incumbent Heidi Heitkamp, who looks like she is dressed by Hillary Clinton's second choice for a stylist, got smashed by Kevin Cramer, who is still holding onto the top of his head hair.
Oh yeah, and Heitkamp was the woman who indicted, or like she brought in those fake signatures.
Yeah, so she ran an attack ad against her opponent, essentially saying we are Prairie Tough, and she listed a bunch of names of people who were victims of sexual assault and domestic violence.
Oh yes, and those people had no clue what she was talking about. Yeah,
a lot of them didn't have consent. A lot of them were like,
"Is Wes just roasting people by their appearance?"
Yep, I'm just gonna roast people on their appearance.
Okay,
who's
next?
here we go. In Arizona, it's still close, but it looks like the race between somewhat MILFs. The Republican Martha McSally, I think I wrote that in name.
Got to point out for the listeners at home, Arizona is spelled Arizona. Okay, spelled okay, Arizona.
Okay, okay. Yeah. I'm a little bit tipsy. Martha McSally, I think that's her name, is going to take over Kristen Sinema, who sports the do of a struggling hairstylist or mom with almost two kids. In Missouri, Democrat Claire McCaskill, who looks like a middle school vice principal, versus Republican Josh Hawley. Hawley wiped the floor with his opponent. Josh Hawley looks like he was almost on The Office, but couldn't break the same face he has in every picture you look at online.
Wait, we got more?
couple more.
If you guys like this format, let us know.
Yeah, get your Google out, guys.
In Nevada, Republican Senator Dean Heller, who looks like he once pounded beers with Kavanaugh, versus Jackie Rosen, who looks like she would slap you if you asked for a blowjob, is still undecided. And in Montana, the race between two guys who sport 80s flat tops, Democrat incumbent Joe Tester, seems to be crushing his opponent, Matt Rosendale. I guess it was the race for a better flat top.
Well, good luck following that, Will.
All right. Let's talk about the House then. As we mentioned earlier, the results we're reporting on are accurate as of midnight Eastern time. So things may be updated when you see this in the morning. So far, the Democrats have flipped 28 seats in the House, with Republicans only flipping one, for a net gain of 27 seats to this point. The Democrats only needed 23 total seats to flip the House. So they'll certainly have that and more by the time the dust all settles, because it's just West Coast states reporting at this point.
Yeah, but they needed that because it was a rough night. In the Senate.
Yeah, a governorship and Senate, not so much their way, but definitely the House, they got what they were looking for. Surprise, surprise.
Predictable.
The handicapper, exactly as you're saying, the handicappers basically called this perfectly. They estimated 35 to 45 seat pickup for the Dems in the House, and it's going to be somewhere around that. Probably on the low end, but yep.
I'm kind of bummed out that Vegas is in politics now, because it's like every time I'm like betting on the over and they fucking nail it, I'm like, how do they know? And now they're in politics, and it's like it takes the fun out.
Who
of
won the
bit.
Bets that we had?
We didn't actually make any. So keep going, Will.
Oh right, yeah, we tried to make some on the live feed, but they were not. Well, the odds weren't working for the live bet.
Mark, you owe Will $900.
Yeah, I think if we had made the bet, yeah, that would be what's happening.
Yep.
So what does this mean? Okay. Now that the Democrats have the House, the Democrats will pick up subpoena power over the executive branch with this win, meaning that they can request things like Trump's tax returns and tighter security, tighter scrutiny on political appointments. So they'll be able to basically subpoena anything they want over top of the executive branch looking for information on people.
I also know what this will lead to, an immediate impeachment of Donald Trump, which will be laughed out of the Senate and lead to some of the best tweets of all time by Donald Trump.
Right.
Well, Trump has kind of gotten ahead of the I don't care if the Dems go after my tax returns. Like he knew this was going to happen.
Right. But they were like, once we win the House, we're going to impeach him, which you can't when they have the control of the Senate. But
yeah,
keep
true.
Going, Will.
Yep. Yeah, exactly. So they didn't pick up both chambers. So they're kind of limited to just doing investigations and. That's pretty much it. Also, the Democrats will have to figure out what they're going to do about the Speaker of the House position. Nancy Pelosi is in line to become Speaker of the House, and I guess she will be starting very soon. But tons of Democrats ran on the platform that they will not endorse Pelosi as Speaker of the House. So the Democrats are going to have to figure out what they're going to do now that they have control of one of the chambers of Congress.
Not live up to their word if they're politicians. That's my guess.
Yeah, they might just keep Pelosi and anger everybody. So who knows? On a personal note, the race I've been following closely this whole time, Dennis Hoff, for state assembly member in Nevada. Those results are not yet in, but we will get you those updates tomorrow.
Yes, sir. All right. So let's take it to the next story. Just when you thought Bill Gates was the world's most boring multibillionaire, he says, nuh-uh, ish, don't think so, and walks on a live Beijing stage with a jar of human feces.
What a nut job.
What?
Yeah.
Whose feces?
Probably going to have to explain this one, right? Bill Gates, the former richest man in the world and founder of Microsoft, was hosting the reinvented Toilet Expo.
Sure.
Yeah.
I had my tickets, but I couldn't go. Sad.
Yeah. Anyways, the point of the expo is to pitch a brand new commercialized futuristic toilet system that doesn't need water or sewers.
Yeah.
So
sounds a fucking smelly. Hole anywhere besides a toilet.
Right. So just a hole. Just anywhere.
Got holes. We got holes everywhere.
Exactly. He said the current system requires the installation of a lot of pipes. Yeah. Yes, it does. It's very expensive, and it's not going to happen in these newer, poorer cities. So got it. So he's trying to fix the feces problem for poor people. Maybe he should have a chat with the homeless in San Francisco.
So wait, was it?
You just shit into a dry pipe, and that's...
No. I'll get to it.
Oh, okay.
I'm painting like a bad
like a metaphor.
Picture. I'm painting a bad picture in the beginning of the story, but let's get to it. It's actually a good thing. Gates wanted to point out to the crowd that the jar in his hand could contain as many as 200... Oh, let me do it in his voice. It can as many as 200 trillion rotavirus... 20 billion Shigella bacteria and 10,000 parasitic worm eggs.
And six kernels of corn.
Wow. Which sounds disgusting, yeah, especially if you eat corn. The Bill Gates Foundation has given $200 million to the cause of waterless toilets, which is pretty goddamn magnanimous. So now we're going to get to the point of it's actually a good thing. The way the self-contained toilets work, which Will was asking earlier, is they take human waste and convert the bad material, which is... all of it, the poop, into products like clean water, electricity, and fertilizer. So they just convert poop into I don't know. I mean,
it's like the Matt Damon movie.
It's like
he's
Mr.
Bill fucking
Fusion
Gates
and Back to the Future, like where you
he's
can
Bill
feed
Gates.
Your car
yes,
trash.
It's like Matt Damon.
Yeah. Hold on. Whose shit was it?
All the poor people's. So congratulations and good luck with that, China. And that brings me to my next point. What the hell, China? That's going to do it for Hard Factor. Please enjoy your post-election hangover at work. Be easy. Have a great day. And listen to us tomorrow, where we will have special guest Barstool's own Wonton Don on, who happens to live in China. So it should be a good goddamn show. We love you guys. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.
See you later.